Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during this call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Now, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mrs. Juliana Kalil, Investor Relations Coordinator at Indústrias Holding. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss 2014's third quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that the conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Luis Cassiano Rosolei, Chief Financial Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Administrative and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's 2014 third quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. We are once more ready to present the results of the last quarter of Indústrias Rumo. The volatility of the Brazilian economy, which we have highlighted on previous occasions, remains heavily impacted our business. But our corporate culture leads us to adapt our organization quickly to this kind of situation. The operational restructuring we did from January to September 2014 impacted our result in almost 8 million reais. However, we believe that part of these expenses can be recovered in the coming quarters and is still within this year. The organizational change we are making seek to synergize departments and change work process so that with a market recovery, we do not need additional resources. Another focus we have and that we are working very hard in is the modernization of what is called the physical capital. This means the production asset available for human capital in the manufacturing of our products. Among these modernizations are the startup of the FMS flexible manufacturing system we bought from our subsidiary Bucher Weber, and the McNeil load system that is being assembled and comes into operation in the current quarter. These are examples of investment aiming the company's productivity improvement and competitiveness increase. We expect to enjoy together in coming quarters. We continue to believe that we will deliver profitability in the current year despite the adverse economic scenario we are living. We believe that the year of 2015 will still be quite challenging, but we are ready for this challenge. I now turn the call over to Fabio for a detailed analysis of the quarter, and I will return to the Q&A session. Please, Fabio, go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending this conference call. On the chart number three, the highlights of the third quarter, we highlight that despite the strong decline in the industrial production and business confidence of Brazilian economy, the company has made several improvements in order to increase its competitiveness. The flexible manufacturing system and automatic warehouse allied to the structure optimizations are examples of measures taken to make Rumo more flexible and leaner to face the volatile and uncertain economic cycles. Net operating revenues dropped only by 9% in the third quarter 2014 when compared to the third quarter 2013, due to the solid backlog in the beginning of this quarter. Gross margin reached 23% this quarter, 5.3% lower when compared to the third quarter 2013, mainly due to the main following aspects: the mix of products with smaller machines with lower margins, and the layoff costs amounting 4.5 million reais related to the operational structure optimization. EBIT and EBITDA margins were also impacted by the gross margin decrease and the lower revenues. The political economic uncertainties have strongly impacted business confidence and have affected investment levels. This scenario has also reflected on our order entry this quarter that decreased by 27.1% when compared to the third quarter 2013. Also, order entry also decreased by 19.9% in the first 9 months ended September 2014 when compared to the same period of 2013. The chart number four, the latest gross fixed capital formation indexes show a significant decrease in 2014, especially in the second quarter 2014, showing a negative movement of 11.2% lower than second quarter 2013. This economic environment is bringing additional challenges to our business, to Romy. Slide number, chart number five. In October 2014, business confidence reached its lowest level since 2008, which confirms the unfavorable economic scenario, especially for new investments. The chart number six, this is the revenue distribution by segment, by business unit. In the machine tool business, job shops and machines and equipment are still the main demanding sectors. In the plastic, the packaging sector continues to be the most significant demanding segment in 2014. In the casting business, wind power sector started recovering and its participation reached 19% the first 9 months of 2014, that in the first half was about 16%. The chart, moving to the chart number seven, the net sales by business unit. Machine tools accounted for about 68% of the revenues. In the 9 months period ended September 2014, followed by plastic machines and castings with 16% each one. In the slide number eight, in the first 9 months of 2014, domestic revenues represented 74%, and the main overseas market remains to be Europe. The chart number nine, order entry in the third quarter 2014 decreased by 27.1% when compared to the same period in 2013. And 19.9% the first 9 months of 2014 compared to the same period of 2013. So the decrease reflects the uncertainties and the low level of business confidence in the Brazilian economy. In the casting business, then we compare only in the casting business because there is no this seasonality, seasonal aspects. The increase in the order entry in the third quarter 2014 compared to the previous quarter, I mean the second quarter 2014, was mainly due to the increase in the order entry related to the wind power segment. And our order backlog decreased by 19.1% year on year compared to the previous quarter, I mean the second quarter 2014, order backlog decreased 14.3%. The chart number 10, despite to the low capacity utilization and inflationary environment, the company has been focusing on operational efficiency in order to make our cost structure as flexible as possible, reflecting positively on the cost side. Even though in 2009 we are producing our production level in the same level of last year, our variable and fixed costs remain pretty much the same, showing that our measures are reflecting positively. Chart number 11, gross margin reached 23% this quarter, 5.3 points lower when compared to the third quarter 2013, due to the main following aspects: mix of products with smaller machines and the layoff costs already mentioned in the amount of 4.5 million reais in the third quarter. In the next chart, chart number 12, this is EBITDA margin. Also due to the gross margin decrease mentioned in the previous chart, the EBITDA margin dropped to 4.6%. And here, as our operating expenses are much more fixed than variable, also the decrease in volume pushed the margins down this quarter. In terms of net bottom line, in this quarter, the net loss was 0.2 million, 0.1% negative, also due to the aspects mentioned before. The chart number 13, this is the business unit's results. Here we compared the 9 month period 2014 and the 9 month period 2013. If you look at machine tools, gross margin decreased by 0.9%, mainly due to the severance or layoff costs in this in 2014, the first 9 months, and the same layoff costs impacted the EBITDA margin. Volume decreased from 330 million reais to 313 million, also impacted the EBITDA margin. Then in the plastic machines, gross margin also was affected by the layoff costs. But the volume this in 2014 is higher than 2013, increased from 58.5 to 74.6, which helped the EBITDA margin that came from 4.8 negative in the first 9 months of 2013 to a positive scenario of 0.6% in 2014. And then in the casting business, volume dropped in the first 9 months 2014 compared to the first 9 months 2013. Revenues dropped from 85 million to 72. This division has high level of fixed costs, so not low capacity utilization, it hurts the margin, and what we see is a decrease in gross and also EBITDA margins. In the chart number 14, during the third quarter, the net debt amount to 113 million, mainly due to the cash consumption. What we already mentioned in our previous calls, all the necessary measures to keep and improve operating margins and reduce the working capital, mainly inventories, related to inventories are being taken, and we expect to see a positive outcome shortly. The chart number 15, this is Burkhardt and Weber results. We better look the first 9 months compared to the first 9 months 2013. We already mentioned in our previous calls that BW revenues are more concentrated in the second half of this year, and especially in the last quarter of 2014. So what we see in the first 9 months is that revenues decreased by 16%, impacting the EBITDA margins that dropped from 7.6 to 1.5% in 2014. However, when you look the entire year, we understand that the performance in 2014 will be pretty similar to the performance in 2013. And in the chart number 16, we all know that roaming business is sensitive to the macroeconomic scenario and presents material fluctuations on demand depending on the business confidence and uncertainty levels. Currently, the country is facing a challenging scenario, and the impacts can be seen in our operations, mainly in the order entry level. This fact, as well as the lack of perspective, makes our shares performance perform below Ibovespa index. And in the last July, Romy announced a share buyback program of up to 3 million shares, and until the end of September, the company had bought back 840,000 shares. Well, we finished the presentation, and now we go to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. I'd like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
I'd like to thank again everybody online. And on February, we're going to be comment our results of the year. Hope to see you there. Have a nice day. Thank you.
That concludes Romy's quarter earning results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.